Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan. It's Amy with Local Splash. Do you remember speaking with me yesterday?
Yes.
I was just calling to follow up with you. You asked for 24 hours to think about the offer, so I just wanted to touch back base with you.
We're going to go ahead with it.
All right. So for account purposes, is your first name officially Dan or is it Daniel?
Daniel.
My husband's name too. Right. And your last name?
Smith.
He got Nelson. Pretty basic, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Nelson and Smith, you know, not very common names, you know?
Yeah.
But I did say to a girl behind the counter one time, she said, "What's your name?" I said, "Dan Smith." And she said, "How do you spell that?" Are you serious?
Right? Oh, my goodness. Dan, what is the business address location so we can send up the PIN code to you in the mail?
Well, the thing is, it's not that it's a business address, it's my home.
Yeah, we'll keep it hidden on Google, so it will only show the city, state, and zip code, but we do have to send the PIN code in the physical mail one time for you to receive it.
Okay. It's, you need the address?
I do.
Yeah, 7304
mm-hmm.
Honeysuckle Drive.
Okay.
And Sebring, Florida.
Okay.
33876. I'm not thinking it's good to be the end of the day.
All right. Okay, let's see here.
Put my drywall mud as we speak. So.
I can hear you working for sure. Alrighty. Now that I have that saved in there. Okay, so do you receive text messages on this line, Dan?
Yes.
I'm going to send out a series of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is the number for client support, and the third is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through exactly how to track your success with this package, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the services go, what would you like to see more of?
As far as
the services that you're providing, like I know you do drywall. Do you also do like painting? What other services do you want to be coming up for?
Okay, there's a few ones I want listed at the top, and definitely add some that it's like I do it, but I don't quite favor doing it, you know.
Yeah, so the ones that you do, like I have a lot of tree guys who do tree services, but they only do stump grinding if they're already on the job and it's requested. They don't like to be called out for stump grinding jobs. So if there's services that you don't necessarily want to be listed for, but you do still offer, we don't have to program you in for those. You can choose to do them on a case by case situation.
Because I don't favor drywall, but uh-huh. when I do a bathroom remodel, uh-huh. that's always involved.
And right.
When you, like a number of people have wanted me to add an extra room in their house, and drywall's involved, so you got to put it in there. So, uh-huh. and it's like it's just something that I do, uh-huh. and I'm decent at, but it's not my preferred, but
okay.
as far as what I prefer is definitely remodeling mm-hmm. with three different emphases.
Okay.
And then bathroom, kitchen, and whole house.
Okay.
And then one of my specialties are desks.
Okay.
And then as far as individual things that I do is like flooring, mm-hmm. which is usually, you know, vinyl plank and ceramic.
Okay.
And painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's something that I'll take down a whole house once in a while. And
okay.
I'm always involved in a job. And I used to be a painter exclusively, but and I don't mind it as much, but it gets boring if I do it every day. So it's like, it's one of the jobs that I do, and I don't mind it, but it's not something I want to do every day.
Okay. All right. And then I have the website here. Do you have a logo for the business?
Let's see. What is it again? I haven't thought of that in a while.
Your logo?
Quality work, kind treatment.
Okay. So a logo is usually like a little photograph, or it's like a little emblem that identifies your company. So if you don't have one yet, then we'll go ahead and collaborate with you to produce one for you.
Well,
I think when you're
one,
you do? Okay.
Well, usually so I usually get it from Google.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys usually don't like it because it's too low
resolution. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can send it over to us and we can help you with the resolution of it. That's not a problem.
Now, I have a logo
mm-hmm.
that if you you can take it apart, if you could take the words off. Because it's very much high res. I keep wanting to say resolution. And well, the reason that's the kind of diet I'm on right now. It's all a low residue diet. And
okay.
Fiber, no fiber or anything like that.
Oh boy.
It's hard to figure out what you can and can't eat.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I can send you that particular one because that was
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically is the sign that I have on my vehicles now.
Okay, perfect.
The name, as far as in the state, in sunbiz.org,
mm-hmm.
is Dan Candyman Trading.
Mm-hmm.
But on my vehicles, I listed as Dan Candyman and Remodeling.
Okay.
Because that way it attracts more people and helps
mm-hmm.
them realize that I'm not just here to change light bulbs.
Right.
I'm here for more significant work.
Okay. So do you want me to advertise it on Google as Dan's Handyman Service and Remodeling?
Well, you don't have... does it need to have the word service, you think?
No, not if you don't want to. No, it's really up to you.
I just think if you put that many words in it, it gets kind of clunky. It
gets kind of convoluted. I agree.
And so if you put Dan's Handyman and Remodeling, basically I don't need the extra word because it's telling you I do a service anyway.
Sure. Absolutely. Do you do you want it to be the ampersand, the and symbol, or do you want it to say A and D?
Now, if they do a Google search, does it have to have the ampersand? Or
no. It'll automatically convert it.
Okay, then I think the ampersand then does make it look a little somewhat more professional.
Yeah.
A little more petite, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Because even my website name and my Gmail is kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
But have you seen my website yet?
I have seen your website. It looks nice.
But if you look at the first page, you'll see the services that I offer.
Right.
Because the first page shows right away all the different things that I do.
Right. Okay. I see everything here.
I have a feeling I'm kind of forgetting something.
I got them all right here.
Okay.
Yep, laminate, ceramic, plank, fence installation, screened-in porches. It does have you for drywall repair and install. Do you want me to show that on Google as well, or you want me to leave that one off?
Well, I'd rather have you leave that off because so often I keep getting people wanting these little repairs because everybody's got a hole in their wall.
Right.
And,
it's just not worth it to come out, though, for just a little hole in the wall. So I understand.
It's not worth it to come out. Plus, it's a multi-day job because you got to wait for the mud to dry between coats.
Right.
And it just doesn't benefit me. And the thing is, you end up charging what it's really worth, and they wouldn't want to pay that, so it's like I'd rather not do that. But if it's involved in the job, I'll definitely do it.
Right. Okay. Well, I've got it down here, so it'll only be, you know, when they contact you for the job like that. Now, do you want to show up for pressure washing?
That too is one of those things that I usually don't have time for. And you got so much money guys that are just pressure washing, and they can blow my prices out of the water.
Right. Okay.
So it's like, You stick with the guy who does that.
Okay. Now, what are the hours of operation?
From 8 to 6 weekdays. And let's just leave it at that.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App?
Cash, check, and credit card, yeah, I could accept PayPal, but I haven't quite.
Okay. Now, Dan, I have to set up a client interview for you, a client onboarding. I have available appointment times to starting tomorrow morning as early as 10 a.m. So we could schedule between 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or we have an appointment as late as between 6 and 7. Which time frame would you like?
Well, earlier is better.
Okay. So I have the 10 to 11 a.m. slot available. I'm going to lock you in there. You will receive an email notification with a reminder that'll say local splash C-I-E-N, so Client Interview English, and that will have your name and phone number on it, Dan. So what happens is if you choose to accept that, it'll give you a notification reminder on your cell phone through the calendar before the appointment. My technician will go ahead and give you an email notification as well as a phone text message notification with a reminder that the call is coming from our 877 phone number and that they will be calling within an hour, okay?
Okay, and that's good because I don't like 877 phone calls because usually it means trouble.
I understand. Most people don't like them, so that's why we warn you about it ahead of time so that you're prepared and aware that when our technicians call, they call from our 877 number, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, for this, is the billing address for the card you're putting on file the 7304 Honeysuckle Street?
Drive.
Drive, Honeysuckle Drive. Okay. I don't know why it auto-corrected back to that.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But I've corrected it there. Okay. And is the card you're putting on this going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's MasterCard. Let me check what the answer is. I just changed banks.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
It's Visa. It's Visa.
It's Visa?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Is there any upfront fee for this or anything like that?
Just the $249.
Okay.
It'll bill. I'm going to read a voice verification in just a second that it's going to bill again on the third day of every month. And then I sent over my direct phone number and extension line as well as the number for client support. If you choose to pause or cancel the service, you just need to call 3 days before.
Right. Okay. I'm just making sure because that last company wanted that $1,400 up front. And, and it's like, oh. Okay, I'll take three of them, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. No way, it's just a flat $249. There's no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the card number is 4481 7909.
Mm-hmm.
4270
mm-hmm.
0176.
Expiration month and year?
226.
3-digit code on the back?
122.
So I have that down as 4481-7909-4270-0176. Expires in February of 26, and the security code on the back is 122.
Mm-hmm.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing payment now. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Vans, Handyman, and Remodeling.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Smith, owner.
Daniel, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 3rd, 2021, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the third day of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Dan. That concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, I don't know, are you able to put me on speakerphone and pull up the text messages?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link real quick. It is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, so it's literally our written promise to you. So everything that we verbally promise to provide for you, we also send over in writing. A copy of it's being sent to your email, but I do just need you to click and type in your name for me real quick. So I'm sending that link over to you now. 1 second here. Here it comes. There you go. Once you open that up, go ahead and you'll see that it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So with this, this is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you on a month-to-month basis with no contract, the Google local listing, first page placement, the Google ads up at the very top of the page. If you ever are in need of a website, we do include one with the package, or we can help you with yours. It also includes the top directories, the tracking and reporting system, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. As you scroll down to the bottom, there's going to be a box that you click to certify you're the person who made the financial purchase and you're the authorized user on the billing of this account. Click that box and then type in your first and last name for me and hit confirm signature. Did it take you to a screen asking for a username and password?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Am I moving too fast for you, Dan?
No, it's not responding.
Okay.
When I say confirm signature, please accept all the terms by checking. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just got to click that little box. They're kind of sticklers about that stuff.
Yeah, okay. I didn't see that one. Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So if you know how to or want to, you're welcome to go ahead and bookmark that on your phone. If not, then no worries. You will receive email credentials on how to sign in to the tracking and reporting system. So we send out a standard username and password. You don't have to create it. We send it to you, and then you're welcome to customize it at your request. But as of right now, the most important thing is going to be that client onboarding appointment coming tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The technician will call you from our 877 phone number, as much as I know I don't like it either, but it kind of is what it is, you know. So they'll call you, and that they're just going to square everything away. They're going to tell you how to give us the access to your Google My Business so we can begin the programming on that. They're going to verify keywords and service radius just to get everything completely set up and moving forward, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any further questions for me at the moment?
Not right now, no.
All right, Dan. Well, you have my direct phone number and extension line. If anything comes up, feel free to reach out to me, and welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How long does it usually take to start getting climbing on Google?
That's a great question. So at the very top of the page in the Google Ads, it starts in the first 7 to 14 days. The local map listing has achieved first page placement in under 30 days with all calls coming directly to you.
Because, last time it took like about 3 months to do it.
And I hear that a lot because the difference with that is, Dan, is they don't couple the Google Ads with the local map listing. So they're not able to get your activity moving as quickly as possible. Another thing that we're going to do is we're going to give you a tiny URL. So what that is that basically you can put it in on your website and it's going to be a Google review button. So we want to get those 5-star reviews boosted up on Google, and that's going to push you further up the page and give you better traction, okay?
Okay, because now I have one negative review on Google right now.
Yeah.
And it's like I never did any work for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was a bear dealing with. I never called her back for even a quote to give her a bid, and she raked me over to Kohl's on Google, and it's like, what's this for, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you tell the technician, when you speak with the technician tomorrow morning, if you let them know that you never actually serviced that client, that she was never a client of yours, and then they're able to go in and actually post. They can actually go in and put things in there rebuttaling that and trying to get it taken off for you, okay?
Yeah, because I definitely never did work for her. And she wanted me to put a Band-Aid on a broken back, which I wasn't ready to do. I wanted to fix the whole thing, and she just wanted me to, I wanted to replace the whole thing, and she just wanted a cheap fix, and it wasn't going to be right.
Right.
And I could tell by, you can tell some people by just meeting them, this is one is going to be tough to deal with, you know?
Yep, I understand. I deal with people all day long, and I can tell by the tone of their voice how it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, so I get that, absolutely. And the bottom line is that you can't please everybody. I'm sure you'd agree with me on that, and because you've been in business for so long, I know you were in business for a while elsewhere and getting this stuff up and going. This is the thing, Dan, is there's plenty of people with something nice to say about you. Basically, we can respond to her review. We can say, I never even actually serviced you as a client of mine. But on top of that, we pound them with so many positive reviews that it's not going to show that, okay? It's just people are going to see it for what it is. They're going to see, oh, man, this is one lady who, had something nasty to say, but look at all these positive reviews. They're not going to look at the one ugly one. We just have to get some more on top of it, okay?
Yeah, because I do have some decent ones, but they were a long time ago. A lot of times, people, when I get done with a job, don't think about rating me, and I just go on, and that's that, and I don't tell them about saying something, I just forget about it. And unless you do an exceptional job and that they just love, they're usually not going to say anything, and a lot of times, too, they don't know what to do, so they don't even put anything in.
Mm-hmm. Right. I understand. But now you'll have an opportunity because you can just send them straight to the website and say, hey, can you leave me a review? And it'll be really good for you.
Yeah, now, any kind of messing with the website and all that, you will I'll have to am I going to get a chance to approve it first before you put it out and all that kind of stuff?
Well, my impression was that you wanted to keep the website as is for now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you ever want to change it, we can build the content on it directly to your domain. That's not a problem. If that's the case, if we ever build the content for you, then you absolutely are able to go on and review what we write and how things look beforehand.
Yeah, because I know there is some things that are kind of clunky. There's a lot of people today, I don't know what it is about everyone trying to be incognito, but people find this one hidden place. And they send me an email through this place instead of calling me. They don't want to call me. They want to send this email. And
right.
I don't know. And the thing is, every single time when I've responded to that email, I've never got a response. Period. So it's like there's something definitely wrong with their that particular website, the way they do things, or something. I don't know, but and you know, I gotta pay for that website every year to renew it and all that.
Okay. Well, if you ever want help with it, or you want us just to take care of it all together so you don't have to worry about it anymore, then that's available to you too, because it's already included in your package. There's nothing additional for it.
I mean, because all I know is I had somebody come to me and want to redo my website, and he showed me what he wanted to do, and it was definitely so different than what I wanted to show to people. But it's like, it seems like what I like about your service is you include everything in the same package, whereas most people, it's like everything is an individual charge.
Yeah. Well, that's what turns off a lot of folks, is because they always want to individually charge and separate charge everything. So here, if during the client interview they feel like there's something additional that they could offer you, they'll offer it to you one time, and then they'll say, if you say no, then they're like, okay, well, let us know in the future if you change your mind. Like, it's not like a hard sell, like, oh, you have to have this extra and that extra and blah, 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 blah. It's designed to keep everything under one roof so you can keep it affordable.
Well, that's exactly what I want, because I had a guy call me just yesterday in the morning before you called. All he wanted to do is show me a place on Google Maps. And it's like, you know, just one individual charge, and it's like, and then one guy wants to redo your website. One guy wants to be an SEO. Somebody else wants to do marketing and this and that and this and that. And it's like,
right,
all these things people could nickel and dime you with.
Right.
And the main reason I'm impressed with your company is it seems like you're giving the whole ball of wax under one umbrella.
Yep, under one roof. That's what we try to do. Keep it all moving in the right direction.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, Dan. You have a blessed day. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Sure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.